You're listening to The Way Out, creating financial freedom through network marketing with Andrew Logan. This podcast is your step-by-step guide to building and growing your own business and creating passive investment vehicles. If you crave legacy, wealth, and freedom, keep listening.
Hello and welcome to The Way Out podcast. Andrew Logan here. Great to be with you for another podcast episode, episode 303, which is a nice little ring to it. And it is Monday here in Australia. It's actually Monday afternoon. We had a busy Monday morning, but here we are Monday afternoon, starting the week talking about financial freedom, which is always a great way to start the week. So I hope you've had a great week. Hope you've had a great weekend. Now, jumping into today's podcast episode, I want to do a little bit of a backstory, really, a bit of an origin story, because over the weekend, my Facebook memories were very nice to show up a memory of something that happened, or a couple of things that happened 6 years ago, just a couple of days ago, 6 years ago, essentially. And it really was a sliding doors moment, you know, one of those handful of sliding door moments in our life where things really do truly change. And if you've read Angie and I's book, The Way Out Together, you'll know there's a huge sliding doors moment in our life there involving some Canadian people that we connected with and how it totally changed our life. And then here we are, you know, 6 years ago, 2018, when another sliding doors moment happened. And really, that sliding doors moment, it was the genesis of everything that you are listening to now. My book, the podcast, and our group and everything here, it all came back to that moment 6 years ago. So it was a great sort of memory to pop up on Facebook and, you know, reached out and shot a message to a couple of relevant people about it. And I thought it was a great thing because there's a number of lessons obviously in it. And I think as always, we can get caught up in, we see people's stage show, essentially. I did a post about this on my social media the other day where we see people's very finely curated stage show of victories on their social media. We don't often hear the backstory. And so hopefully with me going back and just sharing some of these moments and certainly some of the lessons that went along and two of my favorite quotes really and how they all sort of come together, hopefully that just helps you with your vision and just helps you through some of those tough days. So if we go back to that moment 6 years ago, and we'll go back even a little bit further in parts of here, but what happened 6 years ago was Fraser Brooks, who I'm sure you all know and all love, Fraser was doing an event in Australia. It was actually his first ever live in-person event. You know, if you've ever listened to him and you know the story of his Success Summit in the UK that he does live, and the Beast from the East came through, and you know, half the people just physically couldn't make it even to this event because of all that kind of stuff. But before that, he'd actually flown out to Australia and did an event in Australia. And at the time, if we rewind a little bit further, Fraser and I had connected about 6.5 years ago, almost 7 years ago, whilst Angie and I and the kids were living in Edinburgh. We were doing 3 months in Scotland as, you know, as this industry allows, and a bit of a sort of last hurrah family trip before Jack started school and, you know, life just settles down into a little bit more routine there for a bit, all those sorts of things. And I lived in Scotland 24 years ago, so I'd always wanted to go back and spend time. But that's where we met Fraser. And it was actually Angie who saw one of his ads on social media, on Facebook. One of his ads popped up, him and Vincenzo doing a live webinar, and you know, she watched it and et cetera and signed up for his class. And then, you know, we got to know each other and we connected and we spent some time on Zooms and spent some time face-to-face and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, going from there, Fraser was doing an event. Now, when he reached out to me and said he was doing an event, we made sure that we told our whole team because Fraser, you know, for us, for everyone who meets him, incredible content, incredible trainer. But at that time, he was still very raw. He was still very new. And at this event, it was literally him for 2 days. And he was checking people in the door. His now wife, Svetlana, they weren't even engaged. They actually got engaged a couple of days after this event. They took a helicopter up to the Daintree in northern Queensland, which is a very beautiful part of the world, straight after this event. But at that event, you know, Svetlana, who's his girlfriend still at the time, was taking the photos. Like, she was AV. She was helping, you know, with the microphones and the lights and taking the photos. She was the social media manager. Fraser's giving people their wristbands at the front door. He's, you know, doing everything himself. He's introducing himself. He's back announcing himself, all that kind of stuff. Like, it was a two-person show, and he was a one-man band up on stage. So it was some very early days still of his business growth, but we connected and we had that great friendship that we'd built over in Scotland and through across the months since. And I believed in him, and we made sure that we got a ton of people into that room. We actually had 50%, over 50% of the room were directly from Angie and I getting into our team and saying, there's this incredible trainer. We'd had him on Zoom on our trainings. We'd you know, shared a lot of his lives. We'd brought him in for some training, like paid him to come in and train our team for a little bit, all those sorts of things. But the point was that, you know, Fraser and I connecting a lot about this event. I grew up on the Gold Coast, and so he was just asking me about a lot of stuff and obviously telling him how we'll bring in a lot of people to the event. And sure enough, about 48 hours before the event, he gets a phone call, and the one person that he had coming in on the Saturday afternoon to just give him a little break, he had one person who was another industry trainer who's no longer in the industry, has moved on to some other things, but this one person was coming in to speak for like an hour on the Saturday afternoon just to give him a little break, because as I said, he was literally doing everything else himself. And this one person pulled out and just said, actually, you know what? Now, I'm sure that person regrets that decision. And again, this wasn't Fraser Brooks, the incredible ninja networker that he is now. This was Fraser Brooks, like one-man band, just hustling and grinding and working his butt off to get a foot in the door. And, you know, whether this person just, you know, backed the wrong horse or whatever, we'll never know. But this person just decided, you know what? I'm not going to show up. So part of that was then I was taking Fraser out to dinner because, again, he was in Australia. He didn't know anyone. He didn't really know where he was doing. And I said to him, mate, I'll take you out for dinner with a couple of like the good friends in our team, the good guys in our team. We're going to go out, get a steak, go and watch an Australian football game, give you a bit of culture and just relax you, because he was really nervous about this event. And as we're driving along and I'm, you know, picking up these friends and then we're driving up to Brisbane for the football game, he says to me, oh, by the way, I need you to speak for an hour on the Saturday afternoon. And this is like 36 hours, 48 hours notice that I need you to speak for an hour to a generic event. And I really need you. Could you do that? Would that be okay if I asked you that? And I said, well, yeah, okay. So I've got 48 hours, 36 hours or whatever it is, of which some of that we're spending at a football game, to come up with a speech for an event. Now, that speech was all about financial mindset. That speech was all about how to turn the money you're making into wealth. And as I said, the genesis of everything that is in this podcast and in my book and all that kind of stuff. And it was a speech that we had written years ago, and we would train in our leadership training. We had basic fundamental core training, and then we had higher level leadership training. And it was a sort of a two Zooms over, you know, it was four Zooms over 4 weeks. And this was sort of a two part of the first week too. And I condensed it down to a sort of essentially a 60 minute presentation on stage. And so I was able to condense it down pretty quickly and do it without a lot of notice. Now, obviously from there, a lot of stuff happened, right? It was a big pivot moment in our life, because afterwards, and again, Fraser and I and some friends are having dinner on the Sunday night after the event, and he's like, oh, let's have breakfast tomorrow morning. I've got some stuff to talk to you about. So we're having breakfast on the Monday, and he said, I really think you've got something here that's not being talked about in this industry. I've been around the industry a lot, and no one really trains what you just trained, and I really like the confidence that you trained it with, and let me help you launch this thing. So I want to pause the story there, because the memory that came up, and I posted it in the Way Out community, if you're in the Way Out community, but the memory is obviously like really cool, because I got to be on stage and speak at a Fraser Brooks event. And people can sit there and say, wow, that was so lucky. How lucky is it that you got to speak at Fraser's event? How lucky is it that you had Fraser supporting your business launch and all that kind of stuff? And how lucky is it that you still have Fraser as a close friend? And again, we were only messaging back and forth because of this thing. And then, you know, we were sharing each other memes later and stupid stuff like that. But that all came from two things. It came from opportunity and preparation. And I want to talk about two mantras that I've always thought about in life and always thought about in business. And one is that luck is when opportunity meets preparation. So people who are lucky are generally the ones who've worked really hard and prepared, because when that opportunity shows up and it's dressed up in overalls and looks like hard work, they're prepared, they're ready. And then the second mantra I've always lived by is, if opportunity doesn't knock, start building your own door. You know, and I just literally posted that on my Instagram about 20 minutes ago. So if opportunity isn't knocking for you, find ways to start building your own doors. And the more doors you start building, the more chances that someone's going to start knocking. So if we go back to when we first connected with Fraser 6.5 years ago, almost 7 years ago now, again, we connected, we really connected, he and I, as two good friends, but we made sure we did the work. Like, Angie and I made sure we did the work. We joined his program. We paid to join his program. All the stuff that he was doing, and we actually paid to like join like a one-on-one mentorship program with him at the time. And anytime he sent us a task, we did it. Like, bang, bang, bang. And he was saying, he's like, of all the people who've signed up to the class, you guys are the most reliable, the most in action two people I've ever seen. Because he'd say, hey, why don't you try this? Next morning, we tried it. We put it into action. And none of this is hard. Like, none of this takes, you know, it's like massive brain or anything. We just got into action. We saw someone who was crushing it on social media. We'd built a lot of the early days of our business before social media really took off. And we knew that we had to up our social media game in order to take our business to the next level. So we found the person who knew what they were talking about. We paid to get into their inner circle. This was before his specific inner circle program. This was, again, a very Genesis program that he had. But we paid to get in his circle. We paid to be around him. And then we did everything we said, and we did it with action. And then again, we'd bring our team in. This is a guy who's been really helping us. You need to listen to him. Let's go. And from there, then, that's how we struck up that really great friendship. And again, when he said, when he messaged months later and said, oh, I'm thinking about doing an event in Australia, I said, well, mate, give me the date. I will get 50 people in that room for you. And we did. And that allowed him to justify flying out for his very first event and taking that plunge. So again, none of this is sort of said in any way it's meant to just show that if you work hard enough, things happen and opportunities present. Those opportunities wouldn't have presented if he didn't trust that we were reliable, if he didn't trust that I could hold a microphone and do what I said I was going to do. And that all came from the 6 months of work we'd put in by showing up every day and doing the things he said. The other preparation was that we had been training our team in leadership. We had been training our team in financial mindset, things that I loved, things that I thought were really important. We had been practicing training our team for years. Like, this leadership training that we had, we'd put into place years before. It sucked at first, but we worked on it. We got it better. We improved in all those ways. I went to Toastmasters. I became a better speaker. I practiced. I would watch the replays of my trainings the next day, and I'd take notes on ways that I could present better and give more energy and enthusiasm and all those sorts of things. And I did all that work so that Fraser knew, hey, I can actually reach out to this guy and give him 48 hours notice, and he can stand on stage and present. And so again, that luck, I am incredibly grateful of that opportunity, but I was prepared. It wasn't lucky. I was prepared. And I'm incredibly grateful to still have Fraser, who's one of the very top industry trainers and someone I can just text personally, and we chat and we share stupid memes about football and all that kind of stuff. But we have this great friendship because it was based on him trusting us and knowing that we will do what we say we're going to do. So the lesson of the podcast today is that, again, the harder you work, the more prepared you are, the more doors you start building, the luckier you will get. And if you're sitting around saying, why hasn't someone asked me to be up on stage? Why hasn't our company asked me to be on stage? Why hasn't this happened? Then that's why things aren't happening, because you're sitting around waiting. And this is a business of initiative. We talk about a business of getting up and just getting into action and taking the bull by the horns and all those sorts of things. And you just have to do that every day. You have to find a way of like, okay, how can I grow myself today? How can I push myself today? And, you know, a little bit of an end of the story and you know, some of the funnier stuff. Fraser and I sat down and we came up with this business launch. We came up with this fantastic idea and he, you know, put me in front of all his people, all the, you know, all his email list and all that kind of stuff. And he and I did this, you know, massive Zoom a couple of weeks later and all that kind of stuff. And literally no one got on the thing. Like it just, we did all this preparation and no one got on, no one cared. So failure number one. After that, he's like, oh, okay, like what, let's write a book. So why don't you write a book on financial mindset? And so I wrote a book on financial mindset. Now, none of you know the name of that book because it sucked so badly that literally no one bought it. I don't know if the book sucked, but no one bought it. So I never got any feedback. The marketing of the book sucked. The offer of the book sucked. The, you know, everything about the whole thing sucked. Failure number two. So now when we have The Way Out and The Way Out book and The Way Out podcast and all that kind of stuff, this was, you know, attempt three, attempt four, attempt five, whatever number it was, because everything we tried at the start sucked. And that was, again, a learning lesson for both of us. And it comes back to the whole thing again of you're going to make mistakes, you're going to fail. But if you just get up every day and say, you know what, I'm going to keep building doors and at some point someone's going to knock on one of them and I'm going to be prepared and that opportunity will knock and then later everyone will be like, oh, that was lucky, wasn't it? And again, so grateful of the whole process, so grateful of everything. Still laugh about the fact that I have a copy of the book. I'm about the only person in the world that has a copy of this first book. And I still remember, again, I remember this Zoom that we ran and I remember because I had to get up at 4:30 or 5 a.m. in the morning or something so that we could link up in the UK time for Fraser and all that kind of stuff. And we had all this preparation, we had all this amazing content, all this incredible stuff about financial mindset, and literally no one got on. It was just like, it was, I mean, like two or three people got on, and then we had to sit there and present these couple of hours of a masterclass to a handful of people, which if you've ever done, you know, is a little bit awkward. But again, we just put it down to, okay, well, we're preparing, we're getting better in the same way that, you know, I went to Toastmasters and I went and did all those things. So I don't want any of this to come across, you know, like, you know, pissing in my own pocket or anything like that. I just hope that you can all understand that things will happen when you get into action and things will pop up and opportunities will be presented as long as you're not sitting around waiting and hoping for them, because hope is not a reliable strategy. Leaders don't wait. You want to be in a position where you are taking action because the right people will see that action. And if you are working with a mentor and they tell you to do something, do it. You know, please do it. You've paid money, you've invested in this mentorship. I have people who have invested money in mentorship with me and I tell them to do things and then 3 months later they message and say, oh, I finally got around to doing that thing you said. You know, my business hasn't really grown in the last 3 months. It's like, well, okay, here's a great lesson. It took you 3 months to apply the one thing I said like 3 months ago. So let's look at that, right? You know, if you're not working with a mentor yet, maybe, you know, maybe you do need to look at that, obviously, because it's a great way to shortcut that. But you do need to show up for them and you do need to show up for yourself. And if you do that and you get in action and you start building doors every single day, opportunities are going to knock. And when you have opportunity meeting preparation, things pop up and it's amazing where your life can pivot to. It's amazing how things can totally change. But you've got to put yourself into those positions. And the best way to be prepared is to go through the experiences every day, challenge yourself every single day, get into action every single day, and you'll be building the muscles, you'll be building the skills so that when that one opportunity that can truly change your life comes along, you will know what to do because you've been doing it for years by this stage. I hope that helps, guys. I hope you just got value out of hearing a little bit of that backstory. And there's obviously a lot more to it, but you know, this podcast would go for hours and hours and hours if we did that part of it. But that is what happened 6 years ago for me specifically, and Angie and I as a couple. But that just a couple of days ago, 6 years ago, stood up on stage and really started talking about something that I'm really, really passionate about. And it was the genesis of the idea of now this podcast, 303 episodes, and the book and the second book that Angie and I wrote and the third book that is in, well, you know, we're working on it. It's going to be, you know, I'm really excited about this book, but yeah, you know, like anything, there's a lot going on at the moment, so it's going to take me a little bit of time to get it done, but lots of things going on, and as always, I greatly appreciate having your support, greatly appreciate having you listening to the podcast, and hope that you are still getting value 303 episodes later. So if you got value out of this, as always, take a screenshot on your device, pop it up on your stories, tag me. I'm at Andrew James Logan. Tag Fraser as well, Fraser Brooks online. Let him know that you were hearing the story of that very first event, and everything that has happened since then, and you know, all the funny stories of Fraser having run-ins with snakes when he stayed in our house and all those sorts of things that happened since then. But as always, appreciate having you on the podcast, and we'll see you for another episode next week. Catch you then.
Thanks for listening to The Way Out, Creating Financial Freedom Through Network Marketing. Connect with Andrew on Instagram and Facebook at Andrew James Logan. For your 7-step system to financial freedom and other tools and resources to help you grow your business fast, go to www.andrewlogan.net. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, keep moving forward.